And someone who's always smiling and catches on to jokes and sees a funny sign and things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you'd say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Do you ever hear people say, get shit out of them?
Mm-hmm.
How would people use that?
I heard a man say the other day that he was getting ready to get shut of all his cattle.
Okay. Is that a word that you would use?
No, never.
That sounds country too.
Yes.
And a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I guess somebody
stole it.
And you'd say, I have just wrote him a letter.
Wrote.
Okay. Yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
And I might ask you, have you
written? Have you written?
Okay. And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
Do you ever hear people say, back the letter or address it?
No.
And something that a child plays with, you call a
toy.
Any other name for a toy?
No.
What about Play Pretty? Do you ever hear that?
I've heard that, yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you hear that used?
The child has a lot of Play Pretties, but not that doesn't indicate uneducation to me.
What?
Uneducated people. I mean, I hear educated people say that and it's accepted.
Does Play Pretty have a connotation of being something a small child would play with? Or?
Yes, very small, infant. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you could go out and
pick some flowers.
And say if a child learned something new, like learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who
taught you that.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children
is a tattletale.
Huh?
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Possibly, but not often. It's primarily children.
What about the word pimp? Do you ever hear that used to mean tattletale?
No.
Do you ever hear that?
I heard the word pimp, but the pimp, I believe, is isn't that a man that procures women for other men?
Okay. You never heard it with any other?
No.
And say you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on them. You say, go ahead and
Try it on.
Or another way than it, go ahead and
Wear it.
Or what it on. The opposite of take it off is
Put it on.
Careful.
Something's trying to tell you something.
Maybe it's that ghost.
That's right.
You say you can't get through there because the highway department's got the machines in and the road's all
blocked.
We're talking about them tearing it up.
Oh, it's torn up.
And say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
Nothing. Hmm? Oh, nothing.
Okay. And I'd say, oh, there must be
something.
And say if I ask you, how long, say, the river's been out there, you'd say, well, the river has
always been there.
And you'd say, they moved here in 1960 and have lived here ever
since.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Drew the picture.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
hoist it up.
And you say, sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
in a bunch.
Or comes
at one time.
Okay.